Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber of Bethel Church in Tuppers Plains, Ohio, where our mission is connecting people to God. Welcome to our podcast. I'm very excited to share the Word of God with you today, because according to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I trust this message will increase your faith as you listen to what God has for you today. God bless and enjoy. I believe we need to do some more worship this morning. And pray for those anyone who is sick, has any kinds of affliction. We believe that the Spirit of God is moving us in that direction this morning. A couple of things I'd like to mention is that we do still have the baptismal prepared to do a baptism for anyone who would like to do that in the next couple weeks. If you would just let us know that you would like to be baptized. We had wonderful baptism, and we're just excited about what God is doing, touching people's lives. You know, He is a healer, and part of His healing is spiritual healing. He brings us back into a relationship with our Father. And also, I'd just like to update everybody. I appreciate everyone who took the survey, and we are working on the major issues right now that seem to be most prevalent in people's opinion, and we're trying to make some changes and fix some things. We believe not necessarily broken, but needed some attention. We're talking about the wonderful names of God. And I'm just going to... You have to just give me a second here, because I just want to make sure that we move in the direction that God wants us to move this morning. We've been talking about these various names, and of course, it's about God's character. It's not really names, it's titles of who God is. And we've looked at several of them already, and I'm not going to repeat them again this morning, because I just want to get into this, these other things that God has for us this morning. The next one was on my list was Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, and we'll probably talk about that next week. But what I believe God is leading us to do this morning is talk about Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. For He is an awesome and mighty God who heals. It's not just spiritual healing. It's emotional, physical, complete, total healing. That's the kind of God He is. Do we always get the healing that we ask for? Well, doesn't seem like it. But that doesn't stop us from praying and believing what the Word of God says. And I'm going to talk to you this morning about what the Word of God says, because we live in a world and we live in a culture and a nation where we need healing. We know that we need spiritual healing. We know that we need emotional healing. And my goodness, it's very evident that we need physical healing. We, in this nation, the pharmaceutical companies are the most wealthy companies, that are listed, you know. Why? Because it seems like everyone's sick and everyone needs some kind of medication. And the reality is, I believe, and I'm not opposed to doctors, I'm not opposed to any of those things that I was just talking about, but what I am concerned about is God's people needing so much when it comes to physical healing. Our God is a healer.
Come on.
The Word of God is real. We have to trust it. We live in a day and a time where it's difficult for us to trust God because we feel like we can run to the doctor and get everything that we need. The doctors can fix this or the doctors can fix that. And the reality is that we're finding out that the doctors are not able to fix many things. They're very wise and they're able to do a lot of things. And we're thankful for that. But if they would be totally honest with you, they would tell you that they can do nothing aside from the hand of God. The good news is our God is still on the throne, and he is still healing. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 23, where this word is first used, it says, "Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Bitter." That's what that word means. "And the people complained against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?'" You can turn to that scripture. I'm sorry, I got a little bit ahead of everybody. Give you an opportunity to get there if you want to look at your phone. Thank you. Or whatever you have. Exodus chapter 15, verse 25 says, "So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statue and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, 'If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals.'" Jehovah Rapha is what that actually says there in Hebrew. In the midst of their bitterness and their exhaustion, their hopelessness, God showed up. They were even complaining. They were complaining to Moses, "Look, you brought us here. We have this water. It's not even fit to drink." Excuse me. In spite of that fact, God still showed up. And I know there are some of you in here this morning. Joanne just gave testimony of feeling hopeless and helpless. Many of us have felt that way because of the difficulties and the situations that we go through. Life can be very bitter at times. We can get exhausted by all the things that are going on and happening and difficulties, one thing right after another. But yet, our God is still the God. He is Elohim, the God over all other gods, the one true God, the only God. God is still revealing himself as Jehovah Rapha. He does it through his son, Jesus Christ. And that name, Jesus, is above every name. And that means sickness and disease. Jesus is the express image of our Father God. When he came to earth, he came to show us what the Father was really like. And how much compassion the Father had for all of us. And here's what Acts 10:38 says. It says, "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power." And I want to stop right there because I want you to understand. The Holy Spirit that Jesus had is the same Holy Spirit that he gave to his church. It's the same Holy Spirit that lives inside of you as a believer in Jesus Christ. He gave Jesus the authority to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus delegated that authority. He told us to go and do these things in my name. And you'll cast out devils and speak with new tongues. Pick up serpents and you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Our God speaks these things to us. Who went about, talking about Jesus here, he was given the Holy Spirit with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Gee whiz, I got a tickle in my throat I did not have when I came in this morning. Excuse me. In Jesus' name, I'm going to do this and get through it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To sum this up, Jesus had a traveling healing ministry. Wherever he went, people were healed. It didn't matter.
Yes, sir.
Wherever he went, people were healed and touched and delivered. Many things happened. But he went back to his own town, his own city, where he grew up in Galilee area. And guess what happened? Because they knew him. They were familiar with him. It says that he could do very little, except he healed a few. Why? Because they didn't believe. Now, I know we get a lot of heat these days about saying that we have to have faith to believe and receive because people are feeling like we're putting too much of a burden on the individual to have faith. And I don't want anybody to feel like they're being condemned. We don't always understand this healing thing, but I can tell you this for sure, based on what Jesus did and the way Jesus healed, somebody has to have faith. The one laying hands on you has to have faith, or you have to have faith. There has to be faith stirred in your heart. Faith has to rise up inside of you. Your pastor has to believe what he's telling you is true, or the person that's sharing the Word of God with you has to believe that this is really the Word of God and God means what he says.
Yes, sir.
He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Oppression is of the enemy, not of God. Sickness is of the enemy. Disease is of the enemy. Emotional distress is of the enemy. Spiritual, lacking in spiritual fullness. Is a satanic attack on God's people. Every one of us has come up against difficulties in our life, situations that seem impossible for us. And many of you in here this morning have impossible situations. You've dealt with them. You're dealing with them. And most likely in the future, you're going to have to deal with them. But remember this. Things that are impossible with man are possible with God. Mm-hmm. Nothing is impossible with our God. Our God is a strong and mighty God. And He sent His Holy Spirit into the church so that we could go about doing good and healing those who are oppressed of the devil.
Yes.
According to Jesus, faith is the key. In Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 2, I'm going to read some scriptures here real quick about Jesus and what He said about faith. Then behold, they brought to Him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, He said to him, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." And then after that, after He told him that his sins were forgiven, some of the people said, "Who is this that can forgive sins?" And Jesus said, "To show you that I'm the one that God sent," He told him to pick up his bed and go home. And he did it. Yeah. And he told, you know what he said? He told them the faith of the people that dropped him down was the reason that he was healed. Somebody had faith in that situation. His friends had faith. Maybe the guy lying on the bed no longer had faith. Maybe he had just given up. But his friends believed that Jesus was a healer. And they had faith enough to go through the motions of dropping him right in front of Jesus and healing his body. Matthew 9:29. Then He touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." Listen to what Jesus is saying. This is not Pastor Rob trying to convince you that faith is important. This is Jesus speaking to us. "According to your faith, let it be to you." Mark 5:34. And He said to her, "Daughter," this is the woman with the issue of blood, "your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of all your affliction." Luke 17:19, He said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Your faith has made you well. Jesus also taught that faith is like a mustard seed. You plant it, and it grows up into a tree large enough where birds can rest in it. Mustard seed faith can be increased. And we need to recognize that we need to allow it to be increased in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. And there's two things that we can do to increase our faith. Romans 10:17. "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now, we know that that scripture is basically talking about the salvation message, the preaching of the gospel. You know, you have to hear the gospel for your faith to be stirred so you can receive salvation in Jesus Christ. But this is a biblical principle. If it applies to your faith in salvation, hearing the word to be healed or to be delivered or to be set free in any situation, it is also stirred. And regardless of what the naysayers would try to say about that particular scripture, this scripture applies to every area of our life. The Word of God builds faith. The scripture that I just read build our faith up to believe and to trust. Praise God. Donna, come up and share this. I know. Chloe. This is a... This is a crazy little story, and it's about a goat. But listen. Listen to what she's telling you this morning.
On Thursday, my granddaughter came home, Braylon, with her mother, and I had pictures. I don't know. We can't use them? Okay. So the goat was, for all purposes, dead. So my daughter-in-law was calling my ex-husband to come over and shoot him. And Braylon went to her knees immediately and started praying. And she got up and said, "Mommy, please don't shoot him. God will heal him. Heal her." She's had this goat forever. And when Braylon first started coming to our church, she told me, "Mama, I don't believe in God." I said, "Honey, how can you not believe in God?" I said, "She has cystic fibrosis." And I said, "Honey, you have been through all this stuff. And since I've been with you, God has kept you out of the hospital. That's been me praying for you, the church praying for you, people that believe God can heal you, praying for you. How can you not believe?" She's been coming to church. Now, this little girl that didn't believe in God was on her knees praying. The next morning, Mom goes out to the pen. The goat is up, and she is watering the goat and feeding the goat. He is up and alive. She is up and alive. Molly's doing fine. Mom goes in, and Braylon comes out, and she says, "Mommy, I told you so. I told you God would." So Mommy goes to work and shares this story with the whole office, including the doctor, who is a Baptist, and she's a believer. They all cry. And I said, first thing I said when she told me was, "Hallelujah, see, your little girl has faith. She is planting seeds. It is our God. See what our God can do."
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Simple story about a goat. But if God cares for the sparrows, if he cares for the goats, how much more does he care for you? This is our God that is well able to minister and provide for us. Our God is, he was, he is, and he will forever be a healing God.
Yes, he will. Come on now.
And the name of Jesus Christ is the name in which we speak to receive that healing. Our emotional healing, our spiritual healing, and our physical healing. Another thing that we can do is prayer and fasting. I believe that, and it doesn't move God. It builds our faith. You can't move God. There's nothing you can do except have faith that moves God. You know, there's no sacrifice you can make in your life. So prayer and fasting is something that you do to bring your flesh into subjection to your spirit and to the Holy Spirit. And it causes you to rise up in faith and in power. Jesus told his disciples after they couldn't cast out a demon from a little boy. They said, "Why couldn't we do this?" And he said, he told them it was the lack of faith. And then he told them what to do about it. He said this in Matthew 17:21. He said, "However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." That's, you know, you get, read that story. You understand that Jesus is teaching that you can increase your faith by prayer and fasting. And you can overcome the principalities and the powers and the things that are trying to hinder you in your life. Prayer and fasting is a discipline that is very important.
Amen.
Hearing the word of God is a discipline that's very important. Praying is a discipline that's very important. We hate to live a hectic life. We come and go and do, and we get too busy to spend time with God. If we really want to see God move, And I'm including myself in this. Listen, I'm not trying to say that I'm on some kind of pedestal and I'm doing all these things, you know, the way I should be. I need more prayer and fasting. I need more prayer time. I need more reading of the Word of God. Because I want to see God move in this congregation and set the people free that need to be set free in whatever area that is in your life. I want God's power released here. I want it to start today. I want it to begin. So this morning, we're once again going to pray for Susie. Amen? And anyone else who would like to have prayer for physical healing. I don't have the answers. I have the Word of God. That's not my answers. That's God's answers. And we have God's power. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up. I'm going to ask you all to please stand with me again this morning. We're going to worship a little bit. No, I'm putting them on a spot. Trying to. You got something?
It's all right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. They're flexible. Praise God. And then we're going to pray for healing for anybody, including Susie, that needs the miraculous touch of our God. Hello, this is Pastor Rob again. I pray you enjoyed this podcast. What a blessing it has been to have you join us on this social media platform. If you would like more information about Bethel, please check out our website at bethelchurch.community. You can also follow us on our Facebook page at Bethel Church, Tepper's Plains. Have a blessed day, and remember, love never fails.